So I would like to say a hearty Shabbat question to all the dear ones that are in the room. And those that are listening on the phone, we want to welcome you as well, Shabbat Kesem. And for all the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later day, we want to welcome everyone and Shabbat Kesem. On this blessed Sabbath, January 17, 2015, this is lesson 111. We are still here from our book, Desire of Ages, chapter 23. The title of our chapter is The Kingdom of God is at Hand. Some people have difficulties. I will be keeping it in prayer with you. Before we begin our children's of a sweet lesson, we will open a scripture song that is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is God's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, we would like to ask anyone of
Our Father, I thank you for this field to have this special day. I thank you for this field to wake us up this morning and have another blessed day. I pray you be able to help us learn from this blessed day so that we may be able to have yet another day to serve your will. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity if we have ever done any wrong. And let us be helping one another and loving one another. Let us be able to walk safely with you and avoid that the devil may throw at us. And help us be me, you serving you, and I pray that this simple world may be able to change from its simple ways, and protect us all safe, and you give us safe travel mercies. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to remind you that this is Welcome, dear ones. We are still in Desire Ages. We will begin with opening scripture that is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14, from the King James Version, and it reads, Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. This week we have now begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, The Kingdom of God is at Hand, in our Bible study group, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to continue with the following verses from above.
Let's have a blessing, everyone. Mark 1:15, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Matthew 4:16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of dark light is sprung up. Amen.
Matthew 4:17. Blessed Sabbath, everyone. This is Mariela. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Luke 1:11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Amen.
Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my message. He shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
Psalms 17:4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Psalms 17:5. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will be covering pages 231 through 232. If any one of the dear family would like to check the next paragraph, over.
Desire of Ages, page 231. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Mark 1:14-15. The Messiah's coming had been first announced in Judea, in the temple at Jerusalem, and ministered before the altar.
Desire of Ages, page 231. And on the hills of Bethlehem, the angel had proclaimed the birth of Jesus, had come into the search of him. In the temple of Simeon and Hannah had testified to his divinity. Jerusalem and all Judea had listened to the preaching of John the Baptist. Hindering with the multitude had heard his testimony concerning Jesus. The next slide.
There, Christ had received his first disciples. Here much of his early ministry had been spent. The flashing forth of his divinity in the cleansing of the temple, his miracles of healing, and the lessons of divine truth that fell from his lips, all proclaim that which after the healing of Bethsaida, he had declared before the
Sanhedrin
his sonship to the eternal.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, and dear family, what did Jesus come to do in Galilee, and what was he saying about the kingdom of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, from the book of Malachi. The scripture is found in chapter 3, verses 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue.
Desire Ages, page 231. If the leader of Israel had received Christ, he would have honored them as his messengers to carry the gospel to the world. To them first was given the opportunity to become heralds of the kingdom of grace of God. But Israel knew not the time of her visitation. The jealousy and distrust of the Jews' leaders had ripened into open heart, and the hearts of people were turned away from Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what led Israel to not know the time of her visitation and her opportunity to become herald of the kingdom and grace of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the jealousy and distrust of the Jewish leaders has ripened in open hatred, and the hearts of the people were turned away from Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 232. The Sanhedrin had rejected Christ's message and was bent upon his death. Therefore, Jesus departed from Jerusalem, from the priests, the temple, the religious leaders, the people who had been instructed in the law, and turned to another class to proclaim his message, and to gather out those who should carry the gospel to all nations. Desire of Ages, page 232, paragraph 1.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. After the Sanhedrin had rejected Christ's message and was bent upon his death, what did Jesus do that was a direct result of their actions? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
That is, Jesus departed from Jerusalem, from the priest, the temple, the religious leader, the people who had been instructed in the law, and turned to another class to proclaim his message.
Desire of Ages, page 232. As the light and life of men was rejected by the ecclesiastical authorities in the days of Christ, so it has been rejected in every Christ withdrawal from Judea has been repeated. When the reformers preached the word of God, they had no thought of separating themselves from the established church. But the religious leaders would not tolerate the light, and those that bore it were forced to seek another class.
Desire of Ages, page 232. In our day, few of the prophetic spirit, few are listening for the voice of God and ready to accept truth in whatever guise it may be presented. Often those who follow in the steps of the Lord to declare the plain teaching of the Word of God. And many times, those who are seeking for the light are by the same teaching obliged to leave the church of their fathers that they may render obedience.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, it's the same history that is repeating in our time as well. So I have a question, boys and girls. What has been repeated again and again in every succeeding generation as the life and life of man was rejected by the ecclesiastical authorities? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is the history of Christ's withdrawal. When the reformers preached the word of God, they had no thoughts of separating themselves from the established church, but their religious leaders would not tolerate the light, and those that bore it were forced to seek another class who were longing for the truth.
The Desire of Ages, 232. The people of Galilee were despised by the rabbis, opted a more favorable field for the Savior's work. They were more earnest and sincere, less under the control of bigotry. The mind were more open for the reception of truth. In going to Galilee, Jesus was next slide.
The presence was at this time the home of the crowded population with a much larger admittance to of people of other nations than was found in Judah. Desire of Ages, page 232.
Hallelujah.
As Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching and healing, multitudes flocked to him from the cities and villages. Many came even from Judea and the adjoining provinces. Often he was obliged to hide himself from the people. The enthusiasm ran so high that it was necessary to take precautions lest the Roman authorities should be aroused to fear an insurrection. Never before had there been such a period as this for the world. Heaven was brought down to men. Hungering and thirsting souls that had waited long for the redemption of Israel now feasted upon the grace of a merciful Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How were the people of Galilee treated by the rabbis of Jerusalem, and what were these people of Galilee found to be for the Savior's work? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they were despised as rude and unlearned, and they presented a more favorable field for our Savior. They were more earnest and sincere.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is found in the book of Psalms. And the actual chapter is 17. And it's going to cover verses 4 to 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to apologize to all the dear ones. This is a new computer, and we are trying our best to be able to get all the little clunks out. So by God's grace, next Sabbath, we'll be able to at least have a better sound. But we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. But we have another section, which is to gather all the little ones because it's story time.
Chapter 1, He is ever before us, we shall not be moved. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. To set the Lord before you is to obey Him and follow Him. Amid the perplexities, those are things we don't understand, that will press upon the soul, there is only one who can help us out of all our difficulties and relieve all our disquietudes. Those are the questions that come up in our minds. We are to cast all our cares upon Jesus and bear in mind that He is present and is directing us to commune with Him. To commune with Him is to pray and to read His Word. That's the Bible. We are to keep our minds stayed upon God, and in our weakness, He will be our strength. In our ignorance, He will be our wisdom. In our frailty, He will be our enduring might. Frailty is weakness. We may be assured that we need not go into the heavens to bring Jesus down to us, neither into the deep to bring Him up, for He is at our right hand. He's beside us. And His eye is ever upon us. We should ever seek to realize that the Lord is very near us. to be our counselor and guide. As it says in another place, he's just a prayer away. This is the only way in which we may have confidence toward God. You know what confidence is? That's belief. If your folks say they'll do something for you, you believe they'll do it. That means you have confidence. We need to educate and train the mind so that we shall have an intelligent faith and have an understanding friendship with Jesus. Unless we continually cherish friendship between God and our souls, we shall be separated from Him. To cherish something is to hold it very dear to us.
Value.
Yeah, it's to value something. And to walk apart from Him. We shall make friends of those around us and place our trust in humanity, and our affections will be diverted or taken away from the true object of worship. We must not allow coldness to chill our love for our Redeemer. Next slide. If we have fellowship with Him, we must ever set the Lord before us. You know what fellowship is? Well, that's what happens between children when they get together. They talk and they communicate, and children will play. Adults don't play with the Lord, but we talk to Him. We must ever set the Lord before us and treat Him as an honored friend, giving Him the first place in our affections. That means we love Him first. We should speak of His matchless charms. That's matchless charms. That's something that's uncomparable. How else to put it? And constantly cultivate the desire to have a better knowledge of Jesus Christ. To cultivate is like we do in the garden. We take the weeds out and we soften the dirt so that the plants can grow. And to cultivate a desire to have a better knowledge of Jesus, we read His Word and we pray and we sing His song, not the world's songs. His Spirit will have a controlling power upon life and character. If ever there was a time when men needed the presence of Christ at their right hand, it is now. We need the captain of our salvation continually by our side. Sons and Daughters, page 27. Thank you.
Amen. We would like to thank our dear brother for allowing us to be able to partake of that beautiful story. We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and next Sabbath we will follow with part two, and that will be held January 24, 2015. We also would like to help to be able to welcome all the dear brethren that we haven't seen for a while. Welcome, and we are so glad that you are here joining us once again. We have also prepared activity that the whole family can be able to enjoy. We hope and pray that you all were blessed. And also we would like to thank all the dear brethren that took part of presenting and also putting these studies together for the children. Anyone of the dear family, little ones, mommy and daddy would like to have a closing prayer. Bubble up.
Thank you, God, for allowing us to see this wonderful day. Thank you, God, for letting me see all my blessed and loved ones. Oh, thank you, God, for allowing me to succeed in everything I do. Thank you, God, for allowing me to have the opportunity to graduate school on time and with good grades. Thank you, God, for showing me that with any trouble that comes in my way, to take it in a positive note instead of in a negative light. I want to thank you, God, for introducing me to this wonderful family and to also show me to put me in the right path. I want to thank God for everyone in the world for just being here and to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson, and we hope and pray that all of you all will bless. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.